Blog Talk Radio.
I've been trusting and confessing the wrong things, been messing with my head, but you're caressing, release pain, distressing, and instead of concentrating on situations, I'm facing steady pacing and I'm making no moves.
I'm hesitating and I'm nervous,
but that one word just feels like it's gonna be.
Yes.
Hi.
Good evening. How are you? All right. You? All right.
What happened to your charge?
It's not the wrong way. It worked, but it's on.
Come back after you get rid of the dinner. Don't come back. No, no.
Auntie Betty, good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Hey. Loretta, good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening. Good evening. Good evening.
We have Auntie Carrie, Auntie Betty, Loretta, Hubert, Mom, and myself, Angela. In the meantime, go ahead and start reading.
The number is 2923. Number 4 is Sebastian Bull. 2 lambs and a 14 male lamb, a year old. All without defect. With the bull, rams, and lamb, prepare their grain offerings and drink offerings according to the number specified. Include 1 male goat as a sin offering. In addition to the regular burnt offering with their grain offering and their drink offering. On the 5th day, prepare 9 bulls, 2 lambs, and 14 male lambs a year old, all without defect, with the bulls, rams, and lambs. Prepare their grain offering and drink offering according to the number specified. Include 1 male goat as a sin offering in addition to the regular burnt offering with their grain offering and drink offering. On the 6th day, prepare 8 bulls, 2 lambs, and 14 male lambs a year old, all without defect. With the bull, ram, and lamb, prepare their grain offering and drink offering according to the number specified. Include 1 male goat as a sin offering in addition to the regular burnt offering with their grain offering and drink offering. On the 7th day, prepare 7 bulls, 2 rams, 14 male lambs a year old, all without defect. With the bulls, rams, and lambs, prepare their grain offering and drink offering according to the number specified. Include 1 male goat as a sin offering in addition to the regular burnt offering with their grain offering and drink offering. On the 8th day, hold an assembly and do no regular work. Present an offering made by fire as an aroma pleasing to the Lord. A burnt offering of 1 bull, 1 ram, and 7 male lambs a year old, all without defect. With the bull, the rams, and the lamb, prepare their grain offering and drink offering according to the number specified. Include 1 male goat as a sin offering in addition to the regular burnt offering with their grain offering and drink offering. In addition to what you vow and your free will offering, prepare these for the Lord at your appointed feast. Your burnt offering, grain offering, drink offering, and fellowship offering. Moses told the Israelites all that the Lord commanded him. Amen.
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 All righty. We didn't have to follow Jesus and Auntie Dot.
Yes. Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Okay. Well, let's go ahead and get started with our program today. I apologize for my voice. It comes and it goes. You can't hear me, just let me know. But go ahead and get started by a complete roll call so everyone will know who else is on the call today. We have Auntie Carrie, Auntie Betty, Loretta, Gilbert, Mom, myself, and Auntie Dot. And go ahead with the opening prayer. Give me just a second. Okay. In an environment of love and respect, we children of God can know and trust the leading and prompting of God's Spirit. Even when your feelings and humanity lead us in another direction, we can have the confidence to say, where you go, I go. What you say, I say. What you pray, I pray. Jesus only did what he saw you do. He would only say what he heard you speak. He would only move when he felt your lead. Following your heart, following your spirit, how could I expect to walk without you? When every move that Jesus made was in surrender, I will not begin to live without you. But you are worthy. You are always dear, Lord. Thank you. Amen.
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 Okay. I'm reading from the Worker. A call to praise and worship. Come, let us tell the Lord greatness. Let us exalt his name together. It comes from Psalm 34. Mouth full of praise. As I think about the goodness of God and his great mercy and his unimaginable grace toward us, grace and worship fill my heart, bubble over in my soul, and bring forth shouting of joy from my mouth. Truly, I join David in declaring, I will bless the Lord at all times, and his praises shall continually be in my mouth. I will boast in the Lord and tell of his kindness toward me. Just take a second to look around you and everything you display, his love and his greatness. Look up, look down, look all around. I know you will testify that everything brings honor, praise, and glory to his magnificent name. The clouds and all the elements in the sky give witness to his faithfulness. The lovely green grass adorning the lawn around about you, strong. Tall trees along the roadside glorify his precious name. The water of the ocean, river, lake, and pond express his greatness of our Lord. The tiny sparrow scratching for food on the ground and perching on a small tree limb. The calla on the hillside and deer patting in the water all address the loving kindness of our God. How awesome is our God! The Lord is good and generous. The Lord is good and gracious to all that call upon his name, to all that to all who hope in him. He has done great things for me, and he has done great things for you. His blessing continued day by day, moment by moment. Our God will never forsake us. He will never leave us alone. We stand in awe as we give him praises. What a mighty God we serve. Oh, magnify the Lord and let us exalt his name together. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you for that music, Carrie. Next, we'll compare with Auntie Betty.
Yes, I'm coming out the book of Matthew, chapter 5, the Beatitude. It said, one day as he saw the crowd gathering, Jesus went up to the mountainside and he sat down. His disciples gathered around him and he began to teach them. God bless those who are poor and realize their need for him, for the kingdom of heaven is theirs. God bless those who mourn, for they will be comforted. God bless those who are humble, for they will inherit the whole earth. God bless those who hunger and thirst for justice, for they shall be satisfied. God bless those who are merciful, for they shall show mercy. God bless those whose heart are pure, for they shall see God. God bless those who wait for peace, for they will be called the children of God. God bless those who are persecuted for doing right, for the kingdom of heaven is theirs. God bless you when people mock you and persecute you and lie about you and say all sorts of evil things against you because you are my follower. So be happy about it. Be very glad, for a great reward awaits you in heaven. And remember, the ancient prophet was persecuted in the same way. Amen.
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 Thank you for that reading, Auntie Betty. Next, we'll have Loretta.
Okay, my reading is Psalms 100. Shout with joy before the Lord. O earth, obey him gladly. Come before him, singing with joy. Try to realize what this means. The Lord is God, and he made us. We are his people, the sheep of his pasture. So go through his open gates with great thanksgiving and enter into his courts with praise. Give thanks to him and bless his holy name. For the Lord is always good. He is always loving and kind. And his faithfulness goes on and on to each succeeding generation. Amen.
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 Thank you for that reading, Loretta. Next,
we have Hubert. I'm coming out of 2 Samuel, David's prayer. Then King David went in and sat before the Lord, and he said, who am I, O Son of God, and what is my family that you have brought me this far? And as if this were not enough in your sight, O Son of God, you have also spoken about the future of the house of your servant. Is this your usual way of dealing with man, O Son of God? What more can David say to you? For you know your servant, O Son of God. For the sake of your word and according to your will, you have done this great thing and made it known to your servant. I praise you all, O servant of the Lord. There is no one like you. There is no one God. As we have heard with our ears and this life, the people of Israel. That God went out to redeem as a people for himself and to make a name for himself and to perform great and awesome wonders by driving out nations, that God, from before your people, whom you redeemed from Egypt. You have established your people Israel as your very own forever. And you, O Lord, have become their God. And now, Lord God, keep forever the promise you have made concerning your servant and his house. Do as you promised, so that your name will be great forever. Then men will say, the Lord Almighty is God, O Israel, and the house of your servant David will be established before you. O Lord Almighty God of Israel, you have revealed this to your servant, and I will build a house for you. So your servant has found courage to offer you this prayer. O servant Lord, you are God. Your words are trustworthy, and you have promised these good things to your servant. Now be pleased to bless the house of your servant, that it may continue forever in your sight for you. O servant Lord, have spoken. And with your blessing, the house of your servant will be blessed forever.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you for that reading, Hubert. What's your name, Mom?
Okay, I'm coming out of the Daniel Planner, and it's also coming out of Ephesians 1:18. It's a prayer. Dear God, thank you for creating me and loving me so that I can have a relationship with you. Thank you for understanding the frustration that I have felt in failing to change things in myself that need changing. I realize that without your help, I am powerless to change my deepest habits, hurt and hang up. I need a Savior, and I thank you for sending Jesus to die on the cross for me. Jesus, I need your presence, your power, and your purpose in my life. I want to turn from my plan to your plan, and from depending on my power to your power. From now on, I want you to be the Lord and manager of my life. In faith, I humble ask you to forgive my sin and my failure and help me to become what you intend for me to be. For the rest of my life, I want to get to know you better so I can trust you more. I pray this in your name. Amen.
Thank you for that reading, Mom. Next, we'll go with Auntie Dot.
I'm reading from the Daily God Post, Sharon Barber. God, I don't expect this to be a day that will dramatically change the course of my life. So we never know if this is indeed a day of small things. Help me to accomplish my task for your glory, by your power, and with a joyful spirit. And that is enough. Amen.
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 Thank you for the reading, Auntie Dot. So that concludes our first round. I'm going to turn it over to Loretta for the second shut in.
Okay.
Before we go into our prayer, I was just informed today that Auntie Maria is in the hospital for a blood clot, and we're asking that God continue to bless her, and we're praying for a speedy recovery. Amen.
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 Amen. May everyone bow their head for the sick and shut in, please. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for all that you do for Auntie Marie, Auntie Wally, Auntie Betty, Auntie Dot, Auntie Carrie, Sister Angela, Sister Shirley and family, Freddie and family, Mother May, Uncle Dave, Uncle Oliver, Uncle Gary, Uncle Willie, LaTanya and family, the Laitler family, the Thomas family, the Franklin family, the Cody family, the Simmons family, the Ross family, Charlie and family, the Allen family, the Verner family, Carlos and the Wells family, Peter's family, Lowe's family, the Hurd family, the Brown family, Vanessa and family, Hubert and Daniel Lowe, the Williams family, Reverend Slappy and family, Mary Ann and family, Jarrell and family, Ruth Edwards, Lenny and family, the McClure family, Moody family, the Moore family, Dessa Kendrick, Johnson family, Tony, Brian, Eric, Malachi, and DeMarcus, and anyone else that stand in the need of a prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your Son and for all that he has done for us. Father God, we plead the precious blood of Jesus over our sick and shut in, from the crown of their head to the sole of their feet, and we're asking for strength to keep pressing forward with Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. And we thank you for your love for us. For your love for us. In Jesus Christ's holy name, let everyone say amen.
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 You need to add Freddie on that list.
She said Freddie.
I did. Yes, ma'am.
All righty, thank you for the sick and shut in prayer, Loretta. Next, we'll have our birthdays that we're going to celebrate for this week, starting February the 17th through February the 23rd. A few birthdays that I do have on file. I have Christopher Demon on February the 21st. Sandy Westheimer, Debbie.
Yeah, my grandson.
Okay. And then on the 22nd, I have my grandson, Trey Marr, and also Kayla on the 22nd. And Trey Marr will be 11. Excited. All right, so I have picked Hubert to do the birthday greeting for.
Amen.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday
to you.
Happy birthday
to you. Happy
birthday to you. Happy birthday.
Amen.
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 Amen. Beautiful. All righty. Well, that brings you the second portion of our program, where you can go into our verses or our poems, whatever you like. Let's go ahead and start out with Loretta.
Okay, let's see. My reading is out of Romans 5. When Adam sinned, sin entered the entire human race. His sin spread death throughout all the world, so everything began to grow old and die, for all have sinned. Of course, people were sinning from the time of Adam until Moses. God did not in those days judge them guilty of death for breaking his laws, because he had not yet given his laws to them, nor told them what he wanted them to do. So when their bodies died, it was not for their own sins, since they themselves had never disobeyed God's special laws against eating the forbidden fruit as Adam had. For this one man, Adam, brought death to many through his sin, but this one man, Jesus Christ, brought forgiveness to many through God's mercy. Amen.
Amen.
Loretta. Next we have Mom.
Okay. say I'm coming out the red prayer book, and it said, moving on in the holiness of holiness. As the time with the Lord draw to an end, you realize that you have been in a special place where you were closed in with him. In fact, this actually happened when he drew you into the holiness of holiness. You may have even felt endued about with a bottle of nothingness. What happened is that you were called to break into his most holy presence. All other things were also being blocked out for you, so you could have a strong one-on-one intimate relationship and time with him. You have to realize how very important you are to him and how much he incredibly loves you. It is to be an untemperate, intimate time together, giving full attention to him as he does with you. Yes, you are extremely important to him, and I am sure he wants us to value that time with him to the same degree or measure. All our focus is to be devoid of self and all other experience except him during this time. This only leaves hearing and knowing him. He knows that we need that because of the way we are. God knows best for each of us. Amen.
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 Alrighty, thank you for that, reading, Mom. Next, we'll go to Auntie Carrie.
Yes. I'm going to try to sing this song.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. You've been so good. You've been good. You've been good. I just want to thank you, Lord. You saved my soul. You saved my soul. You saved my soul. And I just want to thank And I just want to thank you, Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Thank you for that.
Thank you,
Carrie.
Thank you, Lord.
Next.
Yeah, I'm coming from the Red Prayer Book, and I'm reading Ephesians 3:16-21 by prayer. Heavenly Father, I pray according to Ephesians 3:16-21. I ask you to grant me according to the riches of Christ Jesus' glory. I need you to strengthen my inner spirit and might through Jesus, that through faith, you, Lord, may dwell in my heart, that I am rooted and grounded in love, and that I will be able to comprehend with all the saints what is the width, length, and depth,
and height of Christ's love. To know the love of Christ, that I may be filled with the fullness of you, Heavenly Father. I thank you that Jesus is able to do abundantly above all that I ask or think, according to the power that works in me. To God be the glory to all generations, forever and ever. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen.
Thank you, Huber, for that reading. Next, we have Auntie Dot.
Yes. I'm reading Psalm 70, verse 4. Let all those who seek you rejoice and be glad in you. And let those who love your salvation stay continually. Let God be magnified. Amen.
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 Amen. Mm-hmm. Yes, I'm going to try to sing this song. Lift every voice and sing. If I don't sing it right tonight, y'all hear it next Sunday, okay?
Okay.
Lift every voice and sing, till earth and heaven ring. Ring with the army of liberty. Let I rejoice, let I rejoice. I can't get it. Okay, I won't sing it. I'm lost right now. Let I rejoice in what how has a living sky. Let it resound loud as a rolling sea. Sing a song full of our faith that the darkness has taught us. Sing a song full of the hope that the present has brought us. Faith in the rising sun of a new day. God, let us march on till victory is won. Only the road we cross, filled of the chest and rod, fell in the day when hope from born is died. Yeah, we'll face the defeat and not our weary feet. Come to the place, hope without fault aside. We have come over a way with the everything water. We have come threading our path through the blood of the slaughter. Out from the gloom with pain, till now we stand and lay. Where will the white gloom of our bright darkness? God of our weary years, God of our silent tears, Thou who has brought us the fall on our way, Thou who Amen. I can't get that.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Y'all hear next week. I ain't fresh today.
Amen.
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 Hallelujah.
Thank you for that song.
Amen.
Mm-hmm. Right, that actually concludes our before we go into the prayer, is there anything anyone would like to share?
Yes, this Auntie Karen. Sister Shirley said, pray for her. She's trying to take care of her two sick aunt. She'll be back on the line next week if God will.
Amen. Okay.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. This is Auntie Betty. I want to thank y'all for your prayers. Fred is doing fine, and he plans to go to work tomorrow.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes.
Amen.
Did I told everybody what I need to do? Let me go on the line. Mom, but I know she done told all of y'all. I just want to say to myself that I'm just so grateful that Jesus led us to the way to understand what was going on with me. And it seemed like it was one thing after another. But we found out it's just my thyroid acting crazy.
Amen.
It was going 3 to 4 couple months to be back in God's grace. The scary thing was I could have had a heart attack during that time that I was having all those problems. And God forgave me.
Yeah.
So, again.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Praise
amen.
God.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Okay, and I would like to thank everyone for your prayers. I'm sure everyone knows I was sick with the shingles and the flu, and
amen.
I am so glad to be back. I miss
amen.
You all.
Amen.
And I thank you again for your prayers.
Welcome back.
And,
yeah,
we
welcome
miss
back.
You.
Yes. Praise God.
Okay, let me give us a closing prayer. God, we all know God is with us. We will exalt him and praise his name in perfect faithfulness. He has done wonderful things for us. God is with us. He is always with us and will give us strength we need to do all that he has planned for us. Take his love with us throughout this week in everything we do and in everyone that we meet. Amen?
Amen.
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 Well, that concludes our program for tonight. The Nellen family and friends would like to thank everyone for joining us, and we pray that there was something shared that would help us through our busy week. God, we ask that you continue to bless our president and everyone in the White House. Bless America, Israel, and our schools and our prayer line. Father God, we promise to put on our full suit of armor this week for protection from our enemy. And remember to put God first in all that you do, and he will direct your path. Amen.
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 Amen. God loves you, and so do we. May everyone have a glorious, prosper, victorious week. We love you all, and good night.
Love you.
Good night.
Good night.